Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter and host of Fesco in the Morning, Josh Klingler. If you want to hear more from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, tune in with us every Friday morning at 7:30 and every Monday at 4 o'clock on The Drive. The Drive also exclusively talks to Patrick Mahomes each and every Monday at 3:10 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah! Mike Bell bringing all that energy tonight. Welcome, everybody, to our Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight in Lawrence, Kansas, at the Hy-Vee in Lawrence on Clinton Parkway. And we got a rowdy bunch here. It reminds me of the crowd that I just saw at Waldstadion in Frankfurt. And by the way, we have this late, and Guten Tag, or Guten Nacht, if you will, good night, by the... The score just in. This is breaking news. Chiefs 21, the Dolphins 14. Otherwise, Chiefs 21, Dolphins 14. That victory was huge. Oh my goodness. What a jam-packed, power-packed, crazy-packed time we took off. We were wheels up at 1900 hours Thursday night from KCI. And it was just full on all the way through in Frankfurt. And so many great fans, a lot of fans that usually come here on every Chiefs Kingdom show were at the game. There, some of them are on their way back. Mary from Stafford made it back, though. She's already here to be at the show from Stafford, Kansas. But she was at the game in Frankfurt to make it back. What a victory for the Kansas City Chiefs. First of all, the Dolphins came into the game, the most offensive points scored by 48 points over the second-place team in the San Francisco 49ers. At halftime, they had zero. That was huge. And when you get a defense that's playing like the Kansas City Chiefs defense is right now, I'm telling you, a little jet lag going on here. We're going to try to get through it tonight. But powering through this. Anyway, to steal a possession – not only to steal a possession, to score off the stolen possession, you get a defense that was able to put the hammer down, baby. Speaking about a hammer, and now all of a sudden it becomes one of the narratives of the 2023 National Football League season is the Kansas City Chiefs defense. They were incredible, had to defend down all the way to the end of the clock. They get a six-yard loss on a run. Willie Gay Jr. blows it up, and then a sack by Turk Wharton. That took them out of scoring then. They get the ball back and a chance to possibly tie the game or go for two and maybe win it. And then, nope, that's not going to happen either. You'll hear all those highlights coming up when we talk with Andy Reid. But anyway, it's exciting to be here tonight in Lawrence at the Hy-Vee. You know, Lawrence loves their football. In fact, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and their history and KU players that have been a part of the Chiefs' history, Bert Cohn was on the Super Bowl I team 6 years with the Chiefs. The most famous one is Curtis McClinton, Wichita North High School. He's on the Ring of Honor. Curtis played on both the Super Bowl I and the Super Bowl IV teams. And then Lawrence High School and Lawrence Free State. The area high schools here have such a great tradition. Nine different players from Lawrence High School have played or are playing in the National Football League, the most famous being John Hadle, who played for the Chargers and recently just passed. But John left his mark, and in fact, John's relatives are here tonight, and they left some special commemoration of John and John's career, if you want to pick those up after the show. But there's also Free State, and Free State, absolutely. Free State had Christian Ballard that's played in the league, defensive tackle. Right now in our Chiefs team, there's a dude named Echo Boydo who played at Kansas State. He was a great player at K-State. We got some K-Staters here tonight that live here in Lawrence and Manhattan that made the drive over for the show. But Echo Boydo, really interesting story, was not drafted. Good player for K-State, played cornerback. Again, Lawrence High, Chesty Lion. Wasn't even an undrafted free agent, meaning you get called the night after the draft or the night of the draft. It's a tryout they have during rookie minicamp where dudes literally show up on buses, right, and bring their cleats and like, hey, let's see what you got. Echo Boydo was so impressive in that tryout that the Chiefs signed him to the roster. Now, he's not on our active 53-man roster, but he's on the group of 69 that I call it. He's on the 16-man practice squad. Really one of the more emerging, interesting stories of our 2023 Chiefs team is Echo Boydo, and he played high school football right here in Lawrence and collegiately at Kansas State. And we've give it up for Echo Boydo. You'll see him sometime, maybe even later this season. But Lawrence High has such an amazing tradition, so does Free State. No NFL players yet from Veritas Christian or Seabury Academy, and I can't get into all the regional schools. It'll never stop. Then it'll be Eudora and Perry LeCompton and on and on and Baldwin. But just mentioning that here tonight for our being here in Lawrence. And also, Kirsten Krug, I mentioned her daughters the other night that are collegiate swimmers. Kirsten is our executive vice president for human resources. She lives here in Lawrence. And, of course, her father, Dr. Wurzberger, who passed way too soon, was a prominent physician here. Then Lucas Boyd, who I work with, he's on the 65 TPT crew. He's very involved with our work in Germany. He also lives here in Lawrence. So there's a lot of ties here with Lawrence and the Kansas City Chiefs. So it's awesome to be here tonight in the Wahlburgers part of the Hy-Vee on Clinton Parkway here as we celebrate the victory by the Kansas City Chiefs over the Miami Dolphins in Deutschland to win it in that game. What's kind of fun to realize, too, is the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs made NFL history with that game. You heard it here in the morning. There, I'm getting screwed up on time in the afternoon. The Kansas City Chiefs are now the first team in National Football League history to win in the U.S., the U.K., Mexico, and in Deutschland, right? So they've completed the sweep. It was just an amazing, again, power-packed time from the time we landed Friday morning in Frankfurt to the time we left after that game. The German people are amazing. They are fantastic people. Some have lived in Germany that are with us here tonight. They work hard. They play hard. They love American football, and they love the National Football League, and they love the Kansas City Chiefs because that crowd yesterday was pro-Chiefs. And I met folks while I was there. We did a lot of work that you're going to see now perpetuated over the next several weeks on 65 TPT and other shows. I met folks there from Hamburg. My brother's here tonight, Lyle, right? Fat Brain Toys is here. Also, the geeks are here in full force, Reed's Redheads and others that are here tonight. But our heritage on our paternal side is from the northern part of Germany, in the Hamburg, Hanover area. Bruckhausen-Vilsen is where our great grandpa immigrated from. But I met folks from Baden-Baden, Wiesbaden, Dresden, Munich, of course, and the Hamburg area. So they were just all over Germany that was so excited the Chiefs were there, and they just flocked to Frankfurt for this game. So just watch this grow over time, because the conduit between the Chiefs kingdom and the German people is very, very strong. So it was fun to follow that. Also, another note, and I'll mention it again when we come back, but it was Andy Reid is now tied to be the winningest Chiefs coach in history with 124 Chiefs victories. But I'm going to get into where that gets a little bit even more fun as we look forward. We're here tonight at the Hy-Vee in Lawrence on Clinton Parkway. When we come back, we got a couple things. Coach Reid will join me here in a little bit. And then Mike Bell will join us. A remarkable 12-year career in the National Football League. Mike made the drive up from Wichita. We're going to have some fun with him later in the show. So we'll be back with head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs go spread set here on second down. And actually, they can get a first down before getting a touchdown. They don't have to worry about it. They give it off to Rashi Rice. Touchdown, Kansas City. That didn't take long. That won't need a replay. The Chiefs cash in on a seven-play drive and an 11-yard touchdown by Rashi Rice. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee in Lawrence with this show. Kind of celebrating the 21-14 victory by the Kansas City Chiefs over the Miami Dolphins yesterday morning here in the States. It was late in the afternoon for the game in Frankfurt, Germany. Before we hear from Coach, though, need to mention that Andy Reid, with the victory over the Dolphins, 124 victories for Coach as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. That ties Hank Stram, the Pro Football Hall of Fame coach, with the most wins by a Chiefs head coach in franchise history. Now, here's where this gets interesting, and it becomes kind of poetic here again for Andy Reid. The next game will be 2 weeks from tonight, Monday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles. If Andy Reid can beat the Eagles, it'll give him 125 wins, and he will be the winningest coach for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. He'll be the first head coach in NFL history to be the winningest coach for two separate franchises. It kind of takes me back to October the 3rd, 2021, when the Chiefs were able to win in Philadelphia. In that game, Andy Reid became the first coach in National Football League history to have 100 wins with two different franchises. He did that against the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, 2 weeks from tonight, if Andy Reid can beat the Philadelphia Eagles, he will be the first head coach in NFL history to be the winningest coach for two separate franchises. And oh yeah, it'll be a rematch of Super Bowl 57 when Andy Reid beat the Eagles in that game in last February in Arizona. But let's jump into this game now and get Coach's reaction here. For the Chiefs to win this game, they had to have some energy. Interesting, the Chiefs made a decision to go over, leaving Thursday night at 7 o'clock, flying through the night, getting a practice in Friday in Frankfurt, Germany. Different approach than the Dolphins had. Mike McDaniel sent the Dolphins over earlier in the week. But it was the Chiefs that had the energy to start this game. Way different than last week, when you could just tell now the energy for the Denver Broncos was more than the Chiefs. But for Andy Reid, he saw that the energy was there for the Chiefs from the get-go.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I mean, this was the guys, you know, they were right on in this game. I'm proud of both sides of the ball and the special teams for the energy that they brought. The coaches did a nice job of getting everybody ready, and you know, it paid off. Last week was a, you know, we just, it's last week.
There was outstanding offensive energy on the first drive. The Kansas City Chiefs against a good Miami defense. 7 plays, 75 yards. But what was fun was Marquez Valdes-Scantling touched it. Travis Kelce touched it. Isaiah Pacheco touched it. Mahomes then hit Sky Moore. Then he hit Noah Gray, a 25-yard pass. There was even a pass that was nullified. It was a touchdown to Justin Watson. But upon further review, they said he trapped the football. It didn't take long for the Chiefs to get their 7th play and a 7th guy to touch it, this time Rashee Rice.
Chiefs go spread set here on 2nd down, and actually they can get a 1st down before getting a touchdown. They don't have to worry about it. They give it off to Rashee Rice. Touchdown, Kansas City. That didn't take long. That won't need a replay. The Chiefs cash in on a 7-play drive and an 11-yard touchdown by Rashee Rice.
However, the sustained energy in the game was from the Chiefs defense, which is becoming part of the NFL story in 2023. The Chiefs shut out the Miami Dolphins in the first half. Keep in mind, Miami was the top scoring team in the National Football League with 264 offensive points scored in the first 8 weeks of the season. That was way more, 48 more than the second place team, the San Francisco 49ers. So to shut out Miami in the first 30 minutes was a feat in and of itself.
There were two good, typically two good offenses, that being the number one offense, the Dolphins, in the National Football League right now. So for the things that our defense did right there was, that was a tremendous achievement. And obviously we got to keep it going. You're just as good as that next game that you play in, but that was a heck of an achievement. Steve Spagnuolo did a great job with scheming it, and the players executed very well.
But we talk all the time that in this day and age of the National Football League, it's hard to shut down an offense for an entire game, especially one as potent as Miami. But Steve Spagnuolo and I talk about it all the time. A key is to not only stop a team, but to steal a possession. And then not only to steal a key possession, because Miami was driving for a score to end the first half, but to steal the ball and score off a possession becomes, well, in this game, the margin of victory. And especially a big-time play by cornerback Trent McDuffie, who now leads the National Football League with 4 forced fumbles.
Yeah, I mean, he came up and smacked him, first of all. I mean, that was a pretty aggressive hit. And it was a catch and then an immediate hit. And then he just went right for the ball, punching it down, which is tough to do as you lay a lick on him like that, like he did. So, but he's a heck of a football player.
2nd and 7 for the Dolphins at the Kansas City 30. Chiefs lead 14-0. They'll throw it in the near side. Tyreek Hill hit right in the stomach, fumbles the ball, picked up by Kansas City. Tyreek Hill with the catch and a fumble recovery up the sideline. Here comes Mike. It's it. Brian Cook. 10-5. Touchdown. Kansas City.
What a creative play. A crazy play. We talk about offensive creativity all the time, but the Chiefs defense is showing their own version of creativity. Now, what's interesting on the play, Mike Dana, remember last week on the Chiefs Kingdom show, Mike Dana was our player guest, and Mike talked about being an offensive lineman in high school as well as a pass rusher defensively. We all know Mike is an outstanding defensive lineman now. But he used his offensive line skills by blocking downfield. Now, Brian Cook gets the ball. He's headed 21 miles an hour down the sideline to get the touchdown. But if he doesn't get the block by Dana, it may not be a score.
Yeah, well, McDuffie put a beautiful hit on him, Tyreek, and then punched the ball down. Edwards picked it up. He runs a little bit and then passes it to Cook, and then you're right. I mean, 51 was down there just beating it up and working like crazy.
So the Chiefs led at halftime 21-0, but it's very difficult to hold a team down for 60 minutes in this day and age of the National Football League, and the Dolphins came back with 2 touchdowns in the second half. But the Chiefs defensively had some big plays in the second half of the game. Willie Gay Jr., a big play on a run attempt by the Dolphins, -6 on that play. Then Turk Wharton came up with a sack, and it took the Dolphins out of a possession where they were threatening to score and kept the Chiefs up 21-14. But the Chiefs had a chance to close out the game, could not convert on 3rd down and 1. Dolphins get the football back, so the Chiefs had to hold again at the end of the game. But the Chiefs defense, like they have done most this season, was able to put the hammer down and shut the gate.
103 to go in the game. Chiefs 21, Dolphins 14. Fourth and 10, Tua Tagovailoa at the Kansas City 31-yard line. They're 3-by-1, Berrios. Now a bad snap, and they jump on the football. The Dolphins jump on it, but the Chiefs are going to win this game. Brian Cook on a blitz, forcing a bad snap. A loss of 13 yards, and this Kansas City defense. Can we talk about this Kansas City defense? Their score is the decisive play in this game.
Man, this was a big win. It just felt like it was bigger than just a single game for the Chiefs to beat the Miami Dolphins at Frankfurt, Germany, 21-14. Ask Andy Reid, what does this mean for the Chiefs that goes beyond the obvious?
Yeah, well, it was big. We have this bye week coming up, and there's nothing worse than going into a bye week with a loss, first of all, and then a 10-hour or 8-hour plane ride on top of that, and that doesn't lead to a good feeling. But we're 6-2 sitting there with the Dolphins coming into this, and knowing that they're one of the better teams in the AFC. I love the energy, the way our guys rebounded from that last game against Denver. All those things are so important to making up a good football team, and our guys did that. Last week we were off, and this one here, they weren't going there, and you could just feel it.
Numerically, 5-1 in the AFC. That's huge. 7-2 overall. A tiebreaker against Jacksonville and Miami, two teams that look to be in the hunt for division placement. Again, the Chiefs have to check the first box, which is winning the AFC West. They're well on their way to doing that and try to get an 8th straight AFC West title, which would be second in NFL history. But after the bye, 8 tough games loom. Remember, Philadelphia 2 weeks from tonight, then there's Buffalo, Cincinnati. They have to go to New England. They have to go to Green Bay. 2 games against the Raiders and a season-closing game against the Chargers. There is a lot still on the plate for the Kansas City Chiefs. But what's fun about yesterday's game of beating the Dolphins in Germany, the Chiefs are now the first team in National Football League history to win a game, in the U.S., in the U.K., in Mexico, and in Germany. It was a quick trip, but it was a fulfilling trip for the Chiefs Kingdom. Personally, I met fans from Stuttgart, Hanover, Baden-Baden, Munich, Wiesbaden, and other locations throughout the country of Germany. The German fans are learning to love the Kansas City Chiefs. The American football game is very popular in Germany. It's very popular in Western Europe. There were Chiefs fans there from Kansas City. There were Chiefs fans there from all over the Chiefs Kingdom in the States, but also throughout Deutschland. And it was not lost on Andy Reid.
The Chiefs fans won that one. I mean, it was we could feel them. It was loud, whether they were from Germany or whether they were from Kansas City or the UK. It was it was something. It was loud, aggressive, and we can feel that as players and coaches. We feel that, and we appreciate it.
The Kansas City Chiefs now, they get a much-needed bye week, a time to heal, a time to refresh and get ready for what I just laid out was a tough 8 weeks ahead to finish the regular season. But this was a tough win over the Dolphins. It was a fun win over the Dolphins. It was a tough trip to Germany. It takes so much to pull this trip off by the entire organization. But it was also a fun trip to enjoy the people of Deutschland and see how much they love American football in the National Football League. We have got a special guest tonight as Mike Bell, the uncle of Blake Bell, who made the key block on the touchdown that Jerick McKinnon scored. We'll talk about Mike's great career and how proud he is of his nephew when we come back. We're at the Lawrence Ivy. Come join us. Still got time to join us. We'll be back with Mike Bell after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
He's had 3 tight ends on the field. McKinnon is the running back. Mahomes retreating. Pressure on the outside. Dumps it. McKinnon at the 15-10. McKinnon the jet. 5,
Touchdown! Kansas City! The jet has flown all the way across the Atlantic and into the end zone. A 17-yard route out of the backfield by Jerick McKinnon, and the Chiefs have a two-touchdown lead.
Welcome back, everybody. We're at the Hy-Vee in Lawrence, Kansas, off Clinton Parkway in the Wahlburgers. Here's part of the Hy-Vee. A reminder, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. You can do this tonight. Still got a chance to do it after the show. Big points mean bigger savings. Einen Zwanzig points. So earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score, 21. Einen Zwanzig, based on the amount that you spend. If the Chiefs score Einen Zwanzig points, you get Einen Zwanzig cents a gallon with any Einen Zwanzig purchase. I don't know if it works for Euros or not, but it might. So check them out. The more we score, the more you save. Again, awesome to have so many great people here tonight on what has been just a crazy, mentioned with the coach, a crazy, wonderful whirlwind trip to Frankfurt, Germany. But we've got a special guest tonight. And we wanted to have him in here because of the work Blake Bell has done for us. Blake Bell has two Super Bowl rings because he has been such a productive player for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he does so many things other than just catch the football or run with the football. But his uncle had his own spectacular career with us. When you look at Mike Bell's career, he was the second overall pick. Think about what the draft has become. Think about the draft in Kansas City last spring. Right? The fact that he was the number two overall pick in the 1979 draft is phenomenal. After a great career at Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita and then Colorado State, where he was a consensus All-American. But for us, Mike Bell, 12-year pro, 40 sacks, 10 fumble recoveries. He played for four different Kansas City Chiefs coaches. He is here tonight. He drove up from Wichita to be with us. Come on up here, Mike Bell. Number 99, baby. Number 99 on the show. His first ever Chiefs Kingdom show. It is so good to have you with us, my friend.
Great to be here, Mitch.
Oh, man, it's awesome. Give him a big cheer, number 99. And you know how this works. When you played, buddy, you were able to
put the hammer down.
And you brought the hammer at least 40 times. But let's talk about this current Chiefs team. And as a defensive player, and you guys kind of have your own fraternity of the Chiefs alumni defensive players. How rewarding is it to see this Kansas City defense come alive?
It's so awesome. I mean, we can see how they played Sunday and you know, the biggest play of the game, well, three guys, okay? Well, McDuffie comes up and
he strips it.
And then he chipped it to Woods, six.
Edwards, and he gives it off to, yeah.
But, I mean, little things like that. I mean, that play makes a difference in the game, right? And, and you know, I'm a defensive line guy, so I like to watch the defense line. And Chris Jones is my favorite guy to watch. And, you know, I'm watching – when I'm at the game, I got the binoculars on him. When I'm watching him. You know, with all those guys up front, you know, I always said the best pass defense is a pass rush, and we got a good pass rush, and we're getting better. That's the thing about Spags' defense. They get better and better and better.
And hey, we're just scratching the surface of it, right? You get a play like the Chiefs made, that was huge, along with the 40 sacks that you had. But let's just take that defensive front, because I mentioned it, I think, this last week on the show or after the Charger game, Karloftis's growth. Mike Dana does the dirty work. He'll make plays. We got Felix Anyedike Uzomah, the first-round pick out of K-State. You look right on down the line, Derek Nnadi, and then Chris Jones. But there's this mixing and matching. Turk Wharton had a sack in that game yesterday. But when you look at this defensive line working together, because you did that when you played, working together with guys, what are you seeing there?
Well, somebody different every week, it seems like, making a play. I mean, some of the same guys making plays. We know Chris is going to make his, Karloftis is going to make his, but some of those other names you named, they seem to step up at the right times, you know. And so it's just it's exciting to see that, you know, my eyes are on the defensive line. So when I see those guys working together, getting better. And number 90, I can't pronounce his name. How do you pronounce his name?
Charles Omenihu. Bring him up. Charles Omenihu, how do I leave him out?
So I love him as an added pass rusher to this defensive line. So you named a good bunch of good names, but you add him, and they just keep you better. It's a prideful unit, and, you know, I think it gets overlooked some. You know, we talk a lot about the offense, but that defense is really one of the reasons why we're here, you know, so much today.
The other cool thing is to see impact guys at all three levels. We talked about the defensive line, and that's what you played, and you watch it. But to see the linebackers emerge, Drew Tranquil filling in for the injured Nick Bolton, and wait till we get Bolt back. It's just going to be even better. Leo Chanel's growth. Willie Gay Jr. makes a huge play in the game last night. And then the DBs you just talked about. When you get a defense that is playing that well at all three levels, because you guys had it, you guys up front, but you had Spaney at linebacker, you had all those DBs. When a defense has all three levels working together, what does that mean?
It means everything, because the defensive line and, a defensive coordinator can do zero cut, play man coverage on the backside if you got good pass rushers. You know, our defensive backs are so good now, playing so well right now, and the defensive line and defensive backs play hand-in-hand. And the middle, the linebackers, those guys are all over the field, filling gaps with intensity. I mean, it is so fun to watch that defense. And being a defensive guy, I'm so prideful when I watch it. And, you can watch our defenses over the years, like Spags. As we get closer to we're in week nine, we'll get through the half part season. You know, he just gets better and better. That's his MO. And you can see this team just getting better and better defensively. And we know our offense eventually is going to, they're pretty damn good, but they're going to find their way like they always do. It's funny how I talk to a lot of fans and I say, well, man, what do you think's wrong? I said, what do you mean? I said, we're 7-2. I said, but, everybody's they expect us to, just win these games with these big chunks, right? But it's so hard to win the National Football League, and so all of a sudden we're winning, but we're not winning the same way that we used to win maybe. But we're still winning, We're still putting the hammer down.
Such wisdom. You see why we bring in Mike Bell? His wisdom is huge. Seriously. I mean, you speak truth here. Well, because I mentioned it on a show earlier today. You might have heard me say it. He goes, what's wrong with the offense? I'm going, you're comparing it to the 2018, 19, and 20 offenses. This offense, it just is a different way.
Yeah.
And I saw glimpses. That opening drive gave me hope. We saw it against the Chargers, too. But the Chiefs had a 95-yard touchdown drive in this game, and people are like, what's wrong with the offense?
Yeah, you kidding me? That
it's
first
a 95-yard drive.
That first drive was so awesome. I said, yeah. Are you kidding me? Look, here we are. And then, we might not have had the same quite success on the little drive, but, hey, the defense stepped up. Hey, we figured it out. We won the game. Yeah. We're in Germany. We won the game against a good football team. I would say, people just need to relax a little bit. You know what I mean?
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Relax and enjoy this run that we've been on for 10 years and a half with Andy Reid. I want to ask you, I'm so excited because I requested to get you on the show and your to see you and your brother and your families. It's always just kind of warms my heart. I'll see you at games. You guys come to every game. But for your nephew, Blake Bell, to do what he's doing, how much pride is that for you to see that and how he does it?
Man, it's so good. It's so emotional. We go to the game. We get there early. We're tailgating. We're talking about it. We meet him after the game, and it's just family. And this is the same guy that we were taking on the field when he was a little kid to go to see the games in preseason. And we'd take all our kids to the preseason games. And then all of a sudden, years later, the circle of life, and he's running through the tunnel, and he's playing for the Chiefs. And playing – Blake has his little niche on this offense, right? He can catch the football, but he blocks so well. And if you watch him block downfield, you mentioned it early about downfield on that one when McKinnon make the scores. Blake does such a good job in space. If you watch him, his feet got real light feet. He does such a good job that way, and he can mash you too. But he just, Blake is such a competitor, and that's what makes him. He's going to compete. Well, just like all the guys on that team, Mahomes. There's no one that competes better than him. But Blake is just the guy that we're so proud of. And every time he does something, we're all cheering, obviously. But we're cheering all the time anyway. But when Blake's on the team, it just makes it extra special.
Again, we have Blake Bell's uncle tonight here, Mike Bell, who had a 12-year career himself with 40 sacks and 10 fumble recoveries. Does it get old, though, when you see him run through the tunnel and run on the field, or does it feel like it every time?
Every single time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Never gets old.
And I'm going to tell you this, too, and being around Blake, his attitude and demeanor means so much in a locker room. How proud are you of that? Because it's not only what he does on the field, but what he does off the field. Because I'll tell you who will vouch for him is Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm. He loves those guys. They love him. But, if you pull for Blake, because Blake is such a humble guy. You know what I mean? He's a guy that's been very successful in his career. This is his ninth year. He had a good year at OU, had a great career. He's been that guy, but he's always been a humble guy. He's been just the guy you pull for. He never talks one bad thing about anybody. He's positive. And everybody you talk to, you, it doesn't matter who. I have people come up to me in the organization, man, we love Blake. You know, and so he's just that guy. But he's a worker. He knows his role. He doesn't. He stays positive. He's a team guy. But yeah, no, Blake's the guy you pull for.
And again, he's had a 9-year career, which has been amazing. So we win Super Bowl 54 with him, right? A big part of that. Then he signs. He goes to Dallas. I'm like, no, Blake, don't. But I know, it's a business, right? But then he comes back. So what was it like for you guys when he came back to us?
Why did you leave to begin with? I said, what are you doing? I said, don't get your agent to figure this out. Do things with incentives. We don't have to go against the cap. Just, what are you doing? I mean, we just won a championship. Where are you going? But, you know, the Cowboys really, you know, offered him a little bit more and showed a little respect that way, and he kind of wanted to maybe do that. And so he did it, and thank God it turned around and he came back. And, you know, because we were so happy he came back. I said, I told him, I said, don't you ever leave again. I said, you're going to end your career right here, period. And he said, you know, I know. But, you know, but it's like, you know, so we're so happy to all circle back because here we go, 57, Super Bowl 57, and here he is. And, you know, another ring. So it's been awesome. I'm going to tell you a story. And I'm just the guy you're going to know. Okay, but Joe Colin, the defense line
yes,
coach.
Sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
So when you go to the Super Bowl, you get a chance to.
And he's old school, man.
Oh.
Like he's got the hat pulled down and chomping on the cigar.
I love him.
Yeah.
So when you go to the Super Bowl, we stay at the team hotel. I love that experience. You get a chance to be around some of the guys and see some of the coaches and wives and stuff. And so anyway, so Joe Collins' wife sees me and goes, hey, when did you play? I told him, he goes, do you know a guy named Dino Mangiero? Now, you know that. Do you guys know who Dino Mangiero is? Now, Dino Mangiero played defensive nose tackle in my era, you know, for a little bit, right? I said, do I know Dino Mangiero? He goes, well, that's Joe Collins' best man in his wedding. He's the best friend. I said, no, he's not. I said, get him on the phone. So we're in the hotel bar at the Super Bowl, and then Joe's wife gets Dino on the phone, and we talk for like 20 minutes, and there's little stuff like that. So, like, Dino Mangiero and Joe Colin are, like, best friends. And so, now you know.
Now I know. I just talked to Joe last night. We're waiting to go through customs. And, by the way, Blake was over by with Patrick and Kels while we're waiting to go through customs in Germany. But, yeah, I will bring that up now with Joe, who's a hoot.
I love Joe.
Oh, he's awesome, man. I love it. He's a throwback, too.
No, I think he's done a lot for that D-line. I
yes,
really
sir.
Do. I think he's brought him back. You know, Chris Jones has kind of brought him up a notch, if you can possibly do that. But he has. His work ethic, so... No, I love Joe. And then what's the defensive backs coach's name?
Dave Merritt.
Okay, Dave Merritt. So
he's a good dude.
I meet his wife in the same bar. Her
yep.
name is Yolanda.
Yep.
And so one of my nicknames here is could be a number. It's Bo. Some people call me Bo. And Mark, my twin brother, his nickname is Mo. And so we meet Yolanda. I said, Yolanda, good to meet you. My name's Mike Bell. I'm Blake. Okay. This is Mo. I'm Bo. And we're just going to call you Yo. So Bo, Mo, and Yo, we took a picture together.
Well, you had quite a night, man.
Yeah.
In Scottsdale, Arizona at the team hotel.
Yeah.
Well, Bo's with us tonight. Mike Bo Bell is our guest tonight. We're going to get into Mike's career, though, but we'll be back. Again, great to have you all out here tonight, but to really kind of lift up Blake Bell tonight and what he has done for our football team that goes beyond the stats. And then get into this amazing family. But we'll be back with Mike Bo Bell and more after this. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Second and 7 for the Dolphins at the Kansas City 30. Chiefs lead 14-0. They'll throw it in the near side. Tyreek Hill hit right in the stomach. Fumbles the ball. Picked up by Kansas City. Tyreek Hill with the catch and a fumble recovery up the sideline. Here comes Mike. It's it. Brian Cook. 10-5. Touchdown. Kansas City.
Welcome back. We're at the Hy-Vee in Lawrence. What a play by the Chiefs. One of the biggest defensive plays in the NFL this year. And Dylan Wienke is up here tonight. He is our honorary hammer putter downer from here. So Dylan is right here. Dylan, it's time to... Put the hammer down, baby. Give it up for Dylan. He's a future Kansas City Chief, right? This kid knows more about the NFL than anybody because he's got all the stats down. So excellent job, Dylan, for filling in for the Big D. Dylan stands for Big D, but awesome job. Again, our special guest tonight, old number 99, Mike Bell, the uncle of current Chief, number 81, Blake Bell. But Mike's career in and of himself is amazing. 12 years you played in this league. Dude, how did you play 12?
I have no idea. It's like a lifetime ago. I think to myself, people come up to me, like, I get mail, like people want me to sign my cards all the time. I think, man, I did play, didn't I?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's amazing. And you said, you know, I was a second overall, and I think back how big the draft is now and how extravagant that all is and going to New York. When I got drafted, there wasn't ESPN. They didn't go to New York. I went to the Colorado State football office, and I got a call from the Chiefs the night before, and they said, hey, we just want to let you know you'll be our selection. And my family's all excited. They're at the hotel, and we're all celebrating and stuff. But anyway, so it's all a whirlwind. And, you know, to think back on it, it's awesome. My career here was awesome. Nothing but the greatest experiences. People always ask, well, you know, you guys didn't win as many games. I said, it doesn't matter. I mean, you even talk to the guys now that play, that leave. The most important thing is the camaraderie in the locker room, the fellas, the jokes you tell, the you're hanging out. You know, I'm not really sure how many games we won or lost every year. I couldn't tell you. But I can tell you about the relationships that we have and we still have. And it's a fraternity for a lifetime. So, you know, and you're the one that made the name Chiefs Kingdom. Are you kidding me? I mean, you
never leaves you, man.
I mean, so. And you talk about energy. You know, Andy talks about it. And I noticed it, too, on Sunday, man. Our energy was different, right? I could just feel
so
it.
So different.
And your energy is always the same.
Well, it's a little low tonight after some jet lag, but you've got me energy.
You're pushing, baby. You're pushing.
Pushing through it. I want to bring up a couple games here because we need to realize really how good Mike Bell was. But I want to bring up a game, November 13, 1983. Three sacks in one game against the Cincinnati Bengals. What do you remember about that game?
I remember that when I played against Cincinnati Bengals, I'm playing against the best tackle in the National Football League, Anthony Munoz. And I thought to myself, Brad Buddy was my teammate, and he played with Anthony at USC. And I would go to Brad, tell me, what do you think? I mean, I watch film, but he would kind of help me figure out the little things, nuances, you know? So I kind of had that. But I always wanted to play well against the good ones because I want to be known as one of the good ones too. So and when I lined up in that game, I don't know. Three on Anthony? Are you kidding?
You beat Munoz three times for
three sacks. Times.
He's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's crazy.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a story. So, okay, so remember,
does this involve Yo or Yolanda?
No, it's a different one.
Okay.
This is about Anthony. So Anthony goes into the National Football League Hall of Fame. He's on that one show up close and personal, like, you know, yeah. So he's getting interviewed, and my brother-in-law calls me and tells me, hey, you ain't going to believe it. So what? Munoz was just talking about going in and go talk about the toughest guy putting against. It was you. I said, no way. So I went and recorded it, and I did. And so Anthony goes in, and he goes, well, who's the toughest guy you played against? He goes, Mike Bell.
That's a big deal.
I mean, are you kidding me? No.
Some think he's the best left tackle to ever play the game.
I know. I saw him at a golf tournament. Jack Del Rio got the job in Jacksonville. So because Anthony went to New Jack, and they went together at USC. And so I went down there. I get off the plane. I get onto the bus, and Anthony's in the bus. This is like 2 days after I saw that thing about him. You know, you're the toughest guy you play. I get, Tony, how you doing? I said, hey, before anything, I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for the compliment. He goes, well, that's right. That's what I think. I said, wow. So anyway, there you go.
Our guest tonight, the toughest player Anthony Munoz ever played against in Bo Bell.
Bo.
Mike Bo Bell. Let me bring up another one. This might get right. September the 9th, 1984, Cincinnati Bengals. Three sacks in a single game.
Again.
Oh, you got six
Anthony
sacks on
Munoz. So, listen, I have no idea how this happened. So, but it was what was the month?
September the 9th.
Okay, which one was the cold one? Was there a cold
November
month?
The 13th.
Okay,
yeah,
so that game, neat. I always go on the field before the game just to kind of check it out, you know, get off, make sure you can get off real good. And that emblem in the middle was white paint. It was like one of them cold, icy days. And I got on that emblem, and it was like, and anything, all the white stripes were just icy. You really slip bad. I said, well, that's good knowledge, man, because, you know, when I get ready to get up on, you know, get rushed past, or you know, I'll remember that. So I'll never forget, we're in the game. This is the game, one of the games I got three sacks. I'm not sure it's a November game, right? So I'm on, Munoz is on that white circle, but a little bit in the middle of it, not quite. So I said, well, I'm going to get way out here. I mean, I'm so wide. I mean, you're thinking Billy Bob's here, you're going to go out there and get some water with the trainers and stuff. So I'm wide. I'm thinking, because he's going to start slipping. This is knowledge. I knew it was slippery. He might not have known it. I took off hard. He starts slipping. Sack.
Oh, I love it. That's intel, baby. That's intel. That's amazing. Well, you know, we play the Bengals on December the 31st. Get ready, because we might bring you back.
Okay.
You up for it?
Well, I don't know about that.
We're going to do this again. We got to figure out to do this again and have more time to dive into these stories, because these are amazing. But I don't think anybody knew that Anthony Munoz, who's been the greatest left tackle something ever played, that you were the main nemesis of that guy. That's awesome, man.
And it was awesome. Yeah.
No. And what also is awesome is your nephew. But it's really fun to have you on tonight. You came up for Wichita, the show. We're going to let you go and we'll close things out here. But it's just the pride your family has. I see it every time I'll see you and your wives and around Blake and his family and his wife. And it's just awesome to see the Bell family, how cool it is.
I appreciate it. It is so cool. We have so much fun. We get in that parking lot. We do our tailgate and we talk about it. It's just we wait for Blake after the game. It's just, it's family. And, you know, this is a family. And we're part of it, me and you.
Yes, sir.
And it's awesome.
Yes, sir. Awesome, man. Mike Bell tonight, number 99. Bo, the toughest man Anthony Munoz ever had to block or not block and get embarrassed. We're going to be back to close things out again. We're at the Lawrence Hy-Vee. We'll close it out after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
1:03 to go in the game. Chiefs 21. Dolphins 14, 4th and 10, Tua Tagovailoa at the Kansas City 31-yard line. They're 3-by-1, Berrios. Now a bad snap, and they jump on the football! The Dolphins jump on it, but the Chiefs are going to win this game! Brian Cook on a blitz, forcing a bad snap! A loss of 13 yards, and this Kansas City defense! Can we talk about this Kansas City defense? There! Score is the decisive play in this game.
Chills, man, chills. To win that game in Germany like that, it was just, that was huge. How good was Mike Bell? Anthony Munoz gives 6 sacks to him. I got to look up and see how many sacks Munoz gave up in his career. He is thought to be the best left tackle to ever play the game. And Mike Bell just abused that dude. It was awesome. We got to have Mike back, right? It could be a whole night of stories. So it was great to have him. Also, I don't know if Schnitzel is on this, but the Kingdom Bundle is great, particularly with the holidays coming up. 4 burgers, 4 pork chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts at Hy-Vee for just $30. We might see if they could add schnitzel to it. My brother's here tonight, right? My wife is here tonight. I got to learn how to make schnitzel because I had some really good schnitzel in Frankfurt, Germany. But, oh, my gosh, was that good. We ate in a restaurant that was in a building that was 500 years old. So that kind of put everything in perspective. But a terrific victory, again, by the Chiefs over the Dolphins. A reminder, next week there will be no show. No show next week. It'll be a snow day for the Chiefs Kingdom, and then we're going to lock our jaw and get ready to close out the regular season. We're going to get that started against the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, Andy Reid can make history. He can be the first guy in NFL history to be the winningest coach for 2 franchises. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show every Monday night starting at 6 from your local area Hy-Vee store. Presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. For continuing Chiefs coverage, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio throughout the week to hear exclusively from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Derek Johnson, Mitch Holtis, and Danon Hughes. And if you miss a show, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.